A new report finds an alarming number of foster children in Pennsylvania are taking psychotropic drugs, sometimes for common childhood behavior. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Katie Heiler reports.
Pennsylvania children in foster care are 3 to 4 times more likely than kids outside the system to be prescribed psychotropic medications for behavioral issues. A report issued by the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia in collaboration with the State Department of Human Services studied kids enrolled in Medicaid, both in and out of foster care. It found many children were prescribed more than one drug, and very few regularly saw a behavioral health provider. Kathleen Noonan, co-director of Policy Lab at CHOP, says that while there are few alternatives to drugs available to kids, prescribers may have over-relied on them.
There was limited sort of behavioral health services available for them. And that's not to say that there weren't services that you could refer them to, but that the services maybe weren't actually meeting their needs. And so it was our theory that actually the meds were sort of the easiest thing.
In some cases, there was little evidence that psychotropic drugs were the best treatment for a child. According to Kathy Utz, deputy secretary with the Department of Human Services, many kids are being medicated for common childhood behaviors.
We take children who are in foster care and put them into a home where they don't know the person with whom they're living. We almost expect them that they will be perfect, that they wouldn't have any behavioral issues.
Utz says Human Services is monitoring medication more thoroughly and offering education and training to caseworkers and families. For WHYY News, I'm Katie Heiler.